back. WNST, Tesla Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Yes, we are back from the beach, getting ready for another holiday and Labor Day and the Orioles and the pennant race. And, of course, Ravens season right around the corner. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour coming to an end, at least for 31 Crab Cakes and 31 Breweries next week. But it will continue on into the fall each and every Friday. I got some ideas for some Fridays in September. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland reminding you, get out and eat September 16th to the 25th. Everybody is celebrating Restaurant Week. I'm going to get John Martin now. We didn't have a crab cake, but we were at a crab feast. We were together in Ocean City last week for Mako. And, John, first things first, John, of course, from the Maryland Lottery, the director, the Mako thing was something I didn't even know about like 5 years ago as a citizen, right? Like how the state comes together and does business in Ocean City. It was good seeing you last week. Good rubbing elbows with a lot of different people and getting out without masks on. I think last year was a whole lot different.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was a great event. It has been a staple on the calendar for many folks in Maryland state government. So it's a great opportunity. Weather was beautiful in Ocean City. I'm not, you know, self-disclosure here. I'm sorry. I'm going to out myself. I'm not a big crab fan. Sorry.
Are you not a beach fan too?
Well, you know, beach is okay, but the crab, I was fine with the other, options, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, crab cakes.
Was delicious, fresh this time of year.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And always good to see people like yourself and, rub elbows with people in attendance there. So it's especially when you got a great story to tell. We were just coming off of our recently announced $1.5 billion contribution to the state coffers. So if people weren't familiar with the Maryland Lottery before, hopefully that'll get their attention.
$1.5 billion, right? Like, that's just a lot of money. I mean, it really is. And you see the lottery everywhere. I mean, I'll be at Costas next week. There are machines, Royal Farms, Chickenpalooza coming to an end. They're everywhere. But to see where the money goes and talk about it, I wonder who else contributes $1.5. What other organizations or agencies that would have that sort of funnel of money to run things and make the roads better?
Well, it is a short list, and we're honored to be on it. I mean, we are the fourth largest contributor to the state government.
Fourth. Behind, okay, so you already know the numbers. You had the answer to the question then. Good.
Yeah, and we're behind, you know, some of the obvious ones. Income tax, sales tax, and corporate tax.
Okay, fair. So, yeah, the those tax are the brothers. Three we come off the boat with.
Right. The tax brothers take the first three spots. So we're not on the medal stand. We're on the fourth position.
Oh, yeah, but beyond bronze. Well, listen, this is the time of the year where football gets going, right? We got a Commanders, fake football. And then after that, you know, the business of football around here begins. And you guys have been in business a long time before sports wagering, and they have sports wagering partners and all that. They're contesting. I think it's fun. There's always something on the field for regular people. And more than that, when you win, you tie in with the team. I mean, I've met lots of people in my walk of life that have been on team airplanes, won things. I've seen people throw footballs down on the field that I know, ticket holders and whatnot. This is a fun contest for you. Maybe the most fun of the whole year from the Maryland Lottery perspective.
You know what? I'm not going to kid you. I think there are a lot of people here who would echo that. And, you know, we have been very, very fortunate. You know, you probably had other guests on who say the same things or similar things. But the Baltimore Ravens, bar none, the best organization to work with from a lottery perspective of any other jurisdiction across the country. I second to none. A class act all the way up and down the line. And this is, I believe, I lose track because I ran out of fingers. I think it's maybe the 14th year, 13th or 14th year that we've had.
But the Ravens in the lottery, that wasn't going on with the Bills in Buffalo or the Cowboys. Like the Ravens, maybe the first one to work with the lottery or in that group, right?
Well, you know what? It was several years ago. They may have been early, but then the NFL kind of opened things up. And I want to say it might have been 2009 or 10. So it may have been that first wave. And at that time, I was in Ohio. So we had tickets for the Browns and the Bengals. And Indiana had the Colts. And Texas had, you know, Cowboys. So, yeah, every state did it. But over the years now, those have all kind of drifted away. There are a handful. Texas still does a big promotion with their teams. New England states tend to do a big thing with the Patriots.
That's interesting you'd say that, because I don't get the lottery. I mean, you've been in this your whole life to know what states and what teams that it isn't ubiquitous. Not everybody's doing this. In the way, it's certainly the length of doing it for a decade and a half. Happily, and I think everybody understands the relationship. They know about Raven Scratcher. People are going to be asking me about it 2 weeks from now when I'm over at Union Brewing. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the exciting part. You're right. I mean, we kicked it off this week with both a $5 and a $2 ticket. Top prize in the $5 ticket, $100,000. And top prize in the $2 ticket is $20,000. But the big takeaway in these things, as you alluded to, are the second chance prizes. Let me run down the list for you, because it is amazing. So
talk about exotics, right? These are exotic prizes. Right?
Oh yeah, I mean the grand prize, the big enchilada, as they say, is season tickets for 20 years. So to put that in perspective, you go back to the first winner we had of that prize. They're still benefiting from that prize.
It hasn't gone away yet. Right.
We have six winners of $10,000 cash on second chance. We have four winners who will still win 2022 season tickets. Now, that contest period is, I want to get the date here right, I want to say by August 29th. So get your non-winning tickets in by August 29th, and you may be eligible for one of four season tickets for this season, plus 10 winners of 2023's season tickets. We have two winners for each home game of the Pass for Cash, which you alluded to, which is a fun contest where people come on the field and try to throw a football through a target.
I think people really practice that. You know, when you get a chance to do that, well, my wife had a chance to throw out the first pitch. She had to go practice. You know, you don't want to mess it up, and it gets very competitive and the crowd gets into it always.
And one prize that I will acknowledge, this is kind of a sign of the time with a post-COVID world, travel with the team to an away game. Now, back several years ago, we would take, you know, keep this just as a secret, we would take maybe a half dozen winners and their guests. This year, we're limited. We only have one lucky winner, but the away game will be the Jacksonville Jaguars on November 27th. Which should be a fun trip in more ways than one.
You eat your Thanksgiving, right, on Thursday, right? And then Friday, boom, you're in Florida, next thing you know.
Yeah. Don't want to jinx anyone, but boy, that should be a fun trip, both with the weather and with the outcome.
That's a special one for me because my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Wassel, is now elderly and lives down in Jacksonville. And I've been trying for a number of years to get together and get in a room with her. So I'm going on the Jacksonville trip. That's going to be my Thanksgiving weekend, is spending some time with my kindergarten teacher.
So sharing kindergarten teacher stories, Mrs. Lodwick, to this day, I remember, taught me the correct way to hold a chair when you were walking in and out of a room. We had to take our chairs and hold
all I remember
way.
Is the chocolate milk, right? And the chocolate chip cookies. And I do remember like nap time. You know, I remember we had to sort of like, but other than that, I mean, it was 1973, John. It was a little while ago for me. I mean,
it was a simpler time.
But Jacksonville, I mean, the trips this year, Jacksonville, Tampa, New Orleans, two trips up to New York, and you know we're plotting this first one maybe against Joe Flacco, we think. So it'll be interesting. It's gonna be a great season. I mean, we're talking a lot of football around here. Luke's out in camp, and obviously this relationship. So getting the tickets early allows you a better chance to win, right? Like second chances start happening right away in this competition or this contest.
Absolutely. Again, the first deadline, go to mdlottery.com to get all the details on all of these fabulous prizes and when their closing dates are, to submit your non-winning entries. But yeah, I mean, if you're still interested in seeing a season for this year, season tickets, you better hurry and get those in by August 29th. And then throughout the season, you know, there'll be other mile markers for some of these other fabulous prizes, culminating typically the week after the Super Bowl with, and we've been very fortunate to do this several years now, at M&T Stadium, where we actually pick the winner and put their name on the big screen right there on the field. That's really a fun payoff for the contest.
Well, the final contestants all like have to stay. It's almost like an American Idol, raise your hand, you win kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Between now and that ultimate final reveal, if you will, there will be deadlines to win one of the qualifiers, if you will. There'll be six qualifiers. They each win $10,000. Which isn't a bad consolation prize. And then they're
everybody standing down there is already cashed in pretty much.
Yeah. Right. And anybody on that final day has already won. They've already won $10,000 and they all come together at M&T Bank Stadium. And at that lucky winner is revealed right then and there. That's a lot of fun stuff right there.
John Martin is here. He's got a lot of fun stuff. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We saw him last week down in Mako. We may see him again at some point here before the tour is over. We're going to be in Eldersburg at Liberatore's this week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in Westminster, Rock Salt Grill. Really looking forward to that. And then concluding this portion of the tour at Costas with the next governor of the state, Wes Moore. Also, we're going to be joined by Pam Wood from the Baltimore Banner talking about the election season, as well as Mickey Coachella. And Mickey wanted to... He wondered if he could work blue on my air. And I'm like, come on, Mick, we got to keep it clean around here. But we'll be at Costas doing that. The sports wagering side of this, and I know we touched on it a little bit last week talking football. This is really the first of the first. I mean, this time last year, you're trying to get things open. You're saying maybe by the end of the calendar year, we're doing that with mobile right now. But around the state, places like Bingo World, other places, we had the Dan Snyder news last week. There's the Orioles made some news and had a press release as well as far as getting in on this. But in the here and now, for Joe Flacco versus Lamar, September 11th, college football games going on this weekend, all of this is totally in play right now. And I don't know that it's first and foremost for everybody that, and now we say you don't have to fly to Vegas anymore. It's here. It feels the same way. It looks the same way, and you can participate. And it's the first time ever we're going to have this to kick off a football season.
You know, I have a file right here by my desk marked, you can't just please everyone. And in that file are the emails and the phone messages I get from people I rate that they cannot sit in the comfort of their home, and place a wager on their phone. I understand that. But a year ago, as you correctly identified, they couldn't do anything. Here, we're going to start the season with at least six locations, five of the six casinos and Bingo World. We're adding the riverboat on the Potomac, hopefully right around the beginning of the season. We have a couple others in the pipeline that we'll be ready for early in the season. So you'll have upwards of seven, eight, nine locations. You know what? Get off the couch. It's
come
a good
on
day.
Out. Take the mask off. Put the mask
exactly.
on. Whatever you have
exactly.
to do. Man,
put on some pants. Put on some pants. Get off the couch and visit one of the places and place your wager and quit your crying. You know, you'll get sports wagering on your mobile phone soon enough. Maybe not soon enough for you, but still optimistic we can do it in 2022. So stay tuned for more updates on a weekly basis as that progresses. We'll be having our commission meeting this week. May have some movement from Swark in the early part of September. Who knows? But things continue to move forward, keeping things on the up and up, to quote.
Well, and I was just going to say, like, the experience of people in sports wagering for not on the up and up, we're all familiar with that, right? They make movies about that stuff. But the familiarity of the last 20, 25 years, and I'm 53, of friends of mine or me getting on a plane, being in Vegas on March Madness weekend or Super Bowl weekend or any given football weekend, to have that experience of having wings, beer, games, sounds, other things you could go do inside of a casino, including the buffet, playing other table games, whatever you're going to do. The experience of doing that was part of the fun of doing it. Wasn't just, I bet $50 on the Ravens or on the Steelers or against the Commanders or whatever it would be. That experience of going and doing that is part of the fun of doing it for me. And I think for anybody in the state, just banging out on your phone, you're going to probably be able to do that the rest of your life and make a bet if you want to do that. But in the here and now, this is a great opportunity to have that experience and have it 20 minutes from home or 30 minutes from home and go and spend a Sunday or a Monday night or a Saturday afternoon college football, which is great fun. That's why we all got into this to do this, right? Was to make that experience available, not necessarily this experience, which is nice for taxes and simplicity and all that. But the here and now is, go have a chicken wing, go have a burger, go have some pizza and have a beer and watch the game. It's fun.
Yeah. We're fortunate that the geographic disbursement should make it accessible to a number of people. So again, the casinos, Bingo World in Anne Arundel County, Riverboat on the Potomac, clearly the southern part of the state, access there, looking to open up locations in Frederick, in Hampstead, in some of these other off-track betting locations, Timonium. You know, these are things that are all identified in the legislation. And you mentioned the O's. I just want to be clear on that because the press release came out a week or so ago. The Baltimore Orioles are really positioning themselves for next season, 2023, when mobile is up and running. They will not currently be planning to do anything on a retail sports book. So just want to be clear on that. Their build out will include a lounge and a special area on their complex, but it will be mobile wagering. So that's not going to happen till 2023 baseball season.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, getting you ready for football season, getting you ready for Ravens scratch-ups. We have other winners, though, right? You're still giving money away. There's still really pick threes and fours and Powerballs and like Mega Millions. All that's going on as well. You've had some big winners here the last couple weeks.
You know, we always enjoy sharing stories. And again, people can go to mdlottery.com and look at our winners page, and they'll see a story about a Hagerstown great-grandfather. Who did his scratch off, won $50,000 on a scratch off. And boy, this is talk about a foreshadowing. I can see this in my future several years from now. You know, retiree gets his morning routine, gets his coffee at the local Sheets convenience store, gets his newspaper, gets a scratch off, sits in the car, and lo and behold, bam, $50,000 winner.
I mean, I can't, that moment, there's always the disbelief when you scratch, right? Especially if it's morning coffee and that's the way it happens. I play all the time. I can't, you know, that's the first feeling you get, right?
Well, you know, and here's another fun one. A gentleman in Arbutus, apparently the family went out on a cruise and he's not a cruise faring kind of guy. He gets a little motion sick. So didn't want to go. He stayed home. So while the family's on the cruise, he goes, buys a Monopoly times 20 scratch-off ticket, bam, $50,000 winner. How'd you like to be on that conversation? How's the cruise, hon? Oh, it's fine. What are you doing? Well, I won $50,000.
Yeah, what'd you do today?
Right? How about that? That's a lot of fun. But that's the kind of stories we have. And you're right. It's up and down the line. It's scratch-off tickets. It's Powerball. It's Mega Millions. It's fast play games. Speaking of fast play, remember we have the Home Run Riches Bases Loaded promotion still going on, where for every lucky person who happens to have purchased a Home Run Riches fast play ticket, they are eligible to be selected as a player in our Home Run Riches contest, where every Orioles home run gets you $500. In addition to being selected, which gets you $500. Yesterday, the O's hit one. Right?
That's not enough. We need more. We need more than that. More power.
Well, you know, last week, where I just had it here. I lost it somewhere. Where was it? Come on.
We went back to back in the game I was watching the other night, right? I mean, as long as Rutschman's hitting it, we need Mountcastle to start swinging the bat, you know, way he's capable of. But we got a real pennant race here, John. It's exciting. People are going out to the ballpark. It's good. Yeah, we celebrated Boog last week around here.
Here, I saw that. He's looking good, isn't he?
Well, so is Brooksy now. I mean, I'm always partial to Brooks, but Boog's been out there with the barbecue forever. So, it is a beautiful thing seeing that still exist here in Baltimore.
Absolutely. You need that connection to the past. Linda Herbert Zaukas of Randallstown was the lucky contestant of the game on August 19th against the dreaded Red Sox. Five home runs that night, Nestor. $3,000 win for Linda. I'm sure she's thrilled with that. So that's the power of it, right? I mean, that's the fun. That's the enjoyment of the game. As if the last inning heroics and great pitching aren't enough. And you know what we're angling for here, Nestor? You know what's going to be in the offing very, very soon?
Oh, Guardians.
I can see this coming. And a Guardians O's series or game in the playoffs. I'm foretelling it right here, right now.
The new playoff format. I got to get like three game series, play on the road, do what, you know, like we have to get into the flow of all this and figure this out, because fingers crossed we might be a part of it. They keep winning.
Absolutely. And that's the fun part. Again, both teams, again, to be serious here, anybody who follows baseball, they have been on parallel tracks. They made an investment and a commitment early to go with the young guys, bring them up, give them the opportunity, find out what talent they really have. And in both cases, both Baltimore and Cleveland this year have found out they've got some winners in the lineup. And
is that G stand for Gunnar Henderson? For maybe it does. I'm not sure.
That's pretty funny.
We got to call all the cavalry up, as I keep saying to Luke here. We got a real pennant race.
You know what? And there are people, and you remember we joked a little bit about Trey Mancini before, but you know what? And I understand emotional attachments, but that was absolutely the right business move You got to free up the spot on the roster. You got to bring up guys like Gunner and find out what you've got, because now's the time. You're playing on house money. This year, you are playing on house money. If you make the playoffs, great. But boy, find out what you've got, because you get into the offseason, that's when you can really take the next giant step.
Well, I love that we're talking baseball around here. I built this joint on baseball. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is built on crab cakes and powered by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Window Nation, and, of course, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I am almost 28, 29 breweries into this, about 27 crab cakes. We did Timbuktu this week. We went down to Casey's Crab Company in beautiful Laurel. It was fantastic as well. Had a crab cheese steak. He insisted. He's like, No, crab cake's good, but I want you to have this special thing that only I do. And it was kind of special. So, check it all out. It's all out at Baltimore Positive, all powered up by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. John Martin joins us each and every week. Last week, it was with our suntan lotion on down in Ocean City under fluorescent lights in a convention hall, I must say. But I hope someday here in the next couple of weeks, we'll get you out for a crab cake and do it up proper, especially as we get the football season, a pennant race. We got a lot of things going on. September's going to be a big month around here. I know it's a big month for the lottery too, John.
Absolutely. Upcoming events. You may find me at one of these events in the not too distant future. Of course, the Maryland State Fair kicks off this weekend. A little different format for them as well. Three consecutive weekends of activity at the Timonium Fairgrounds.
So can I make a beef with the fair that they bring sticks in on the night that I have to go to the football game in New Jersey? Right. You know what I mean? Have sticks play. I sticks is my band. They're playing Timonium. Sticks, my band.
Wow.
And I got a football game, and I don't know. Maybe if I had a helicopter, a private ride, I could get back in time for, you know, a 7 o'clock concert.
Well, maybe you can just bring your 8-track, your cassette player, and listen to Styx as you're going back and forth.
My Pieces of Eight or my Cornerstone. I did own that on 8-track. I think you knew that, though. Good work. Yeah. Grand Delusion. I like that.
And hey, also coming up this week, we teased a little bit before, the Ravens Commanders on Saturday night.
We call that the Governor's Cup. Although I don't know that Larry Hogan's taking it all that seriously, but
it's
a preseason game.
No. I have it on good authority that the governor will be there.
Well, one thing I will say about the Ravens in the preseason, all we do is win, 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 no matter what.
And I'm sorry, and that counts for what exactly?
Nothing. 22 wins in a row gets you nothing. It gets you injuries.
Right. And hasn't the mindset changed on that? I mean, every team up and down the line, these guys are playing. You know, are we setting ourselves up for a rash of injuries on week one?
No, I think what's going to happen, eventually they're going to go to 18 regular, and they're going to ditch these preseason games as anything to be taken seriously and other than a scrimmage, you know, because that's they're never going to play their starters. And you imagine if you're the team and you do have $230 million of guaranteed money into Lamar, that you would want him ripping his knee up on August 15th. You just can't have that happen. And other organizations have set the tone for this. And I don't know that there's any going back. I don't know that you can make the Rams put their players or make John Harbaugh put it. You can't. So they're going to be rethinking the preseason, which, you know, I mean, anytime you rethink things, you make it better, I think.
Hopefully. I mean, it's going to be no one's going to make it through the season injury free. So just a matter of the depth, the severity of the injuries. And you just hope no one in week one has their season literally crumble if something catastrophic happens.
Hey, by the way, Baker Mayfield won that job down in Charlotte, right? So, I mean, this Browns thing, that's its own fascination as to whether the team can go out and play. Right.
Yeah. You know what? It should be interesting. And tell me the gods aren't at work here. Flacco against the Ravens in week one and Baker against the Browns in week one. Seriously, who's writing this stuff? Vince McMahon?
Well, it picked up right where they left off last season in, you know, like the episodes of Dallas or whatever back in the day. John, I will see you out. I know you're going to be at the fair. You're doing a whole bunch of other things. Orioles, Ravens, our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We got a lot of things going on around here. Appreciate you, man. Stay well. We'll check in 2 weeks. I know we're going to be moving about here for the Labor Day week.
Yep. Got a pinch hitter next week, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Hey, next time we get together, we'll be talking about the season kickoff and the Rams and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, it'll be right there.
John Martin. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and of course, sports wagering opening now. We got Raven scratch offs happening, home run riches, all sorts of things tied to sports, and of course, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour wrapping up, but getting started beginning on Fridays in football season. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.